yesterday, a tough match, emotional, big win over a rival. All sorts of people banged up and bruised up, and so you not only have to try to bounce back from that, you know, emotionally, but then you got to have a slide a whole bunch of new people. And tough assignment, but the guys came out and did a good job.
Yeah, and you know, Stephen Beavis usually plays on the outside winger, and I asked him if he would be up for the task, and he said absolutely. He even said he was thinking about that on the way here, and he came up big today. Mateo Hawk is another guy that usually comes off the bench as a role player, but today he played big, he played strong, he was everywhere. And then we slid Adam inside, Adam Garcia, and he was a monster. I mean, he was going after everything. And again, when you can count on people, that when they're not in the right position, you know, their normal position, it just speaks to, you know, the depth of the people that are playing. And I'm extremely proud of them. It's the way, it's what you want, it's what you draw up, and when it comes to fruition, it's very happy.
But it doesn't always, as you know, it doesn't always work out that
Absolutely.
Way. Especially when you're going up against a, you know, a team that showed that they're, yesterday showed they can have some success offensively, and you kept them off the board until this is a very late going. So that speaks again highly for the way the guys in the back.
They reacted, you know, they stepped up to the challenge, and that's kind of what I told them. We had a big win yesterday. Three starting defenders were out. So again, to have those players, Mateo and Adam and Steven, step up in the way that they did really allowed us to have other great opportunities. So Coach and I can kind of relax and kind of think this over and see where we can go from here. But our options are open, and we're playing well, and hopefully we can keep a good thing going.
And I think they're moving, you know, fortunately everything's going well on the offensive side. That helps matters, obviously, because it's giving you some you know, making matters a little easier, a little extra breathing room on a day where otherwise, if, you know, if it was a one or no score or one goal match, the pressure's a whole lot different.
Absolutely. And like I said, it's also nice to have, you know, TJ up top. He's proving to be, again, just a really, really good soccer player, and to see him progress, and it's just a nice thing to watch and be a part of.
And your goalkeeper, I mean, he was really challenged with throughout the match. They put a lot of real nice, real dangerous shots on him, and he was up to the challenge.
He's stellar. He's one of the best keepers I've actually been able to coach and have a hand to develop. And, you know, I don't know how much more I can offer him, but he it's more about just maintaining, you know, his ability and just tweaking little things. And he is very, very reflective, a very, very smart person. And that obviously comes on the field where he plays smart. He says the right things. He helps his defense. It has been another defender back there. So he's just one of a kind. That's why he's one of our captains. He just continues to impress and really just do a great job back there holding down the fort.
This is a big match because now you put yourself in a spot where if you can win Saturday morning, you're going to be playing for the championship. You know, and that's going to be big for you guys to have that opportunity.
Absolutely.
So you don't want to get too far ahead of yourself, but the guys know what they need to do now.
Yeah, a few days of rest right now. We need to look some things over on film to see what we can do better and what we can tweak heading into that game. But like I said, we wanted to put ourselves in a good position to get to that championship game, and the guys did just that.
These are the perfect trap matches because you are coming off a high and you're going up against a team and you're just kind of...
You never know how you're going to react, and then you're missing. We were missing players.
And you're missing players.
We were walking into this, you know, not tentative, but just saying, you know, this is the job at hand. We needed to step up, and obviously by the end result, we did just that. So very happy, very proud of my guys. And again, Papa always brings a good squad. And today I think we had the better of the play, but they, again, scared us at the end, and you can never count them out, and that's nice.